I have them in my house. Some,
yeah, I've seen doors, them. I've yeah. seen them much more here than
you. Yeah. The thing you'd you put well when with, on the dairy farm, thing you carry the
A milk pail or can.
Now is that what you call? All right. Are there other?
I think you call it a pail.
All right. Are there and what's that made of?
Stainless steel, I think.
Or just
steel.
Yeah, well, or just the old-fashioned ones maybe were made of. They were made of zinc. How about an old roof on a make a lot of noise when the rain gets it.
Tin.
Yeah, that's it. Are there any other kinds of do you ever use any other word besides pail or can?
Bucket occasionally.
Is there a difference between a bucket and a pail?
For milking, I think a milk pail is much larger. I'm not really sure because in the milking they did with the cows, it was all by machine.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But are there other kinds of buckets? What are buckets? What kinds of buckets are? Would you use the word bucket? And if so, how?
Yes, I. The word pail, I think, would be sort of specialized for the dairy business. Bucket would be the general word, I think. Bucket, you know, for hauling rocks or something, like a 5-gallon bucket or mm-hmm. hauling dirt.
Can you think of any way, some kind, like you'd say a milk pail, can you give me a parallel construction for a bucket? In other words, are there different kinds of buckets?
I don't think so.
Okay. You don't use the word scrub bucket? That doesn't sound...
No.
No, the one you use around the house. Okay. At the... after... before there were dishwashers, someone would have to do what?
Or just wash by hand?
All right. And what would you call something you'd hold in your hand? A piece of cloth you'd hold in your hand?
A rag?
Yeah. Would you call it just a rag, or would you call it...
A wash rag, maybe.
All right, for dishes.
For dishes, yeah.
Okay, and what would you dry the dishes with?
Just a washcloth, or I mean a towel, I guess.
That's all.
Although I think we'd just let them dry of their own.
Sure. Well, what about after take a bath? You dry with
a towel.
All right. Would you call that just a towel, or would you use the term a bath towel?
Probably just towel.
All right. Then the water comes out the.
Faucets.
Right. I should have asked you water first, but what are there different kinds of faucets?
Don't.
All right. Well, you said at the sink that would be a faucet. How about at the side of the house where you might attach a hose to? Would you call that the same thing?
Probably call that a tap.
All right. How about on a barrel?
I guess that would be a tap also.
All right. But at the sink, what comes out of the
water?
All right, and something you'd if you want to have heat water at the stove, put it in a
in a pan.
Yeah. How about in something that you pour? A tea.
Oh, a tea kettle.
Yeah. Are there other kinds besides tea? Would you use that for a larger kind of
I don't know. I'm not.
Oh, that's all right.
I'm not familiar with.
I just wonder if you do things like kettles for boiling, some kind of outdoor work where they'd boil, boil something in big kettles. They use big kettles. I don't know if they make.